Adele is coming next. Previously on Trapped in the Closet. Okay, here we go. R. Kelly is having an affair. So is his wife. So is the person his wife's having an affair with. Look, basically, if you're new to this, you just need to know that they're all doing the dirty on each other, okay? Last night, there was a very dramatic twist when we found out the policeman's wife was having an affair and the policeman is the person that R. Kelly's wife is having it away with. Bet you haven't got a diagram for this, have you, Becky?
No, I gave up on the diagrams after the third episode.
The policeman's wife, Bridget, is having it off with someone who was hiding in the kitchen. So the policeman tries to find him. And really, not many people predicted this ending to last night. Not only is there a man in his cabinet, but the man is a midget, 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 midget. So here we go. Part 10 of Trapped in the Closet. I cannot wait for this. Drum roll, please. Now the midget jumps out of the cabinet and stumps the policeman on his toe. Ow. The policeman's hopping around on one leg, screaming while he runs under the table. So, I hate that when you stub your toe like that, when someone's coming out of the cupboard. Ow!
Oh, yeah.
Really hurts. Mm. Smarts for quite a while, doesn't it?
Mm.
You're like hopping around, like, oh! Anyway.
Do you have many people hiding under your sink? Just been a couple of occasions.
Yeah, a couple of times.
Yeah.
Anyway, so there's a fight between the policeman and Bridget's lover. He yells freeze, then dives over the table and lands on the midget. While the midget is kicking real fast, screaming out, Bridget, Bridget. Well, yeah, there you are, you see. There we are, R. Kelly. You've worked yourself into that lyrical cul-de-sac, haven't you? We told you about this earlier. That not much rhymes with Bridget. Why the hell did you ever call her Bridget? The only others that are Widget, Digit, and then Midget, and that's it. If you called her Sue, there'd be far more places to go with this. But you silly boy, you chose Bridget as her name. Anyway. Then Bridget runs up to a room, goes in a purse and pulls a number out. The police puts them on a table and yells, man, what the hell you doing in my house? Which is a fair enough question, I think, when this is happening. Next. What?
I'm so confused as to who's on the table, who's under the table, who's hiding, who's fighting.
It's a bit of a brawl.
It's a bit like a cartoon fight, I think, at the moment going on.
Mm. He wipes cherry pie crust off his mouth and says, man, I was paid not to tell you. Oh, so he was paid not to tell them why he was there. And he's wiping the cherry pie off his face.
Oh, this just makes me hungry sometimes.
So... at least Bridget won't have any problems with her allergies, because you know that she's allergic to cherries.
She is, isn't she?
Yeah, but he ate the cherry pie. Midget says, Mr. the man that paid me to do this would kill me if I tell. So who's paid him to hide in the kitchen?
But not Bridget. A man. Someone else. Oh, God.
Oh, God. This is making my head fizz a bit, you?
Just hungry. The midget says, God, I think I just...
myself. Well, you would. No. If you just...
What, from the pie?
No. Well, we'd hope not. It's only a slice of cherry pie. If that's the case, it must have gone right through him.
You never know what she put in it.
Well, no, if you'd just been found by your lover's husband, you'd do the same. The midget says, God, I think I just... you'd brrr on yourself. Meanwhile, let's see what's happening in R. Kelly's house. Let's go over there now. Now, R. Kelly is called Sylvester, by the way, if you're new to this. Now, he's there with his brother-in-law, Tron, who's recently been shot, but seems all right now. Now it's Sylvester's house, Tron got a patch on his shoulder, playing cards, getting along. They're laughing and talking when Sylvester says, Gwendolyn, baby, get the phone. Gwendolyn, get the phone, would you love?
Who's Gwendolyn?
We're playing
again?
Cards.
Gwendolyn is Sylvester's wife.
Yes.
Right, go.
R. Kelly's wife.
Yeah.
Okay. So, it's like, Gwendolyn, would you answer the phone? Then she walks away from the table, picks it up and says, hello. As you would, really. Do you answer the phone like that? Hello. If you don't, I would like you to from now on. Hello.
I will do just for you.
Hello. Do it in the office tomorrow.
I have people ring me for ages and ages and ages, because now I've still got that R. Kelly ringtone.
Yeah.
But blah, blah, blah. She says, what? I have to wait for ages before I pick it up. So now when I pick up, I go, hello. Okay.
That's what I want you to do tomorrow.
I feel this is taking over my life slightly.
No, we're just fine. Just go with it.
Okay, so Gwendolyn
only a few
baby,
more episodes to go.
Gwendolyn baby's just picked up.
Yeah, but who's on the phone? There's a lady on the line panicking, crying and talking all off the wall. She says, wait, slow down, tell me, who am I talking to? When
name is Bridget and I found your number in my husband's pocket. I had to call you.
Yeah, yes. So, Bridget's all in a panic because her husband, she thinks, might be roughing up her lover. So, calls her husband's lover, as you would, what? All in a...
Of all the people you would ring...
Well, she found the number.
Well, you'd call the police before you rang some random on a scrap of paper, wouldn't you?
2 minutes later, Gwendolyn's shaking her head, saying, girl, I understand. Sylvester says, who is it, baby? She hangs up and gives him the address.
So, now, I think R. Kelly, Sylvester, is going to go round there. That's what I think. Do you? He's going to go round there.
Then Bridget busts in the kitchen with a double barrel, saying, James, I can't let you do this. And then he looks at her and says, what?
Nice edit. So, she's going mad with a double barrel, whatever that is.
A sandwich. I think it's like a fat, you know the fat Daryl?
Yeah.
I assume it's just like
it's
that.
It's like a different like version.
The sister version.
More cheese or something.
Extra sausage.
Double barrel.
She says, I love him. The midget says, no, Bridget.
No, Bridget.
Now, Bridget and James are staring each other down, slowly back in a park. Then the midget takes his inhaler out, says, this is not good for my heart.
Oh, no, now he's got an inhaler.
But his inhaler's not going to help his heart, is it?
No, I wouldn't have thought so. I mean, it's quite good for asthma, because I used to have asthma, and I used to have an inhaler. It used to really help. But for the heart, I'm not sure. But it's not good for him anyway. He's got his inhaler out. 20 Scott Mills points. If you can predict what is going to happen at the end of this, part 10 of Trapped in the Closet.
Right, so we've got a big incident in the kitchen, and the guy...
Bridget's going mad with a sandwich.
And the midget's using his inhaler.
Yes.
I think something happens with a parsnip. Maybe a parsnip falls out of the freezer.
Okay. And then a parsnip fell out of the freezer. Yeah. Freezer.
Hitting a panther on the head. The panther that's been in the lounge up until now.
Okay. Okay. Which one are you going for? Parsnip or panther?
No, that. All of that.
Oh, all of that. Okay.
Yeah, that's what happens.
So, 20 Scott Mills points. If you lot at home can guess what happens now as we reach the thrilling end of part 10.
Then James says, Bridget, don't make me do this. Baby, put the gun down. That's when Sylvester Twan busts up in the house and says, you put the gun down. Ooh, while Twan and Sylvester are sniffing around, trying to figure out what's that smell? As they turn and look at each other like, what the hell?
Who's guffed?
The midget.
The midget's guffed.
He burped himself. Wasn't a parsnip on a panther at all.
So if you guess that the midget farted...
he didn't fart.
What's the smell?
Himself.
Oh, yeah, sorry. If you guess that the midget did that to himself, then give yourself...
Well, no, you can't give away points because the midget... himself, because we already knew that. You just told us. Oh. What we had to guess was that R and Tron would come in and go, what's the smell?
Okay, sorry. If you guess that R and Tron would come in and say, what's that smell, then give me...
Me saying a parsnip falling on a panther was weird.
Then give yourself 20 Scott Mills points. Don't lie, because we will find out. More tomorrow.